Cactus Green Party godfather Richard Corleone had gathered his family of parliamentary flower children to plot the future of the party.
Okay, everything's up for review, including the Green family Christmas celebrations. Now, what's our policy on having a Santa Claus for the kids?
Well, what are the Liberal and Labour policies, man?
Both conservative, Sarah Handsomerack. Their Santa's a fat guy in a red suit handing out candy. Or fibre to the house broadband if they live in a marginal seat.
Lollies? Oh, yuck! Obesity is unhealthy.
Yeah, good point. Our Santa should be a slim vegetarian, one with a heart foundation tick.
Oh, yes.
The red suit's a worry. It's such a violent colour.
Excellent, Adam Bran. Yeah, our Santa needs to be a colour that makes people smile. Capiche?
Billy Connolly makes people smile. What colour is he?
Grey?
Good.
Right, grey it is.
I've always thought that Santa being a man is sexist.
Sexism should be whacked. We'll make our Santa a woman.
Goody.
But a woman could never carry the sack.
Well, what about a woman who used to be a man?
What about the reindeers, man? Reindeers are an introduced species, like cane toads.
Yeah, right again. Reindeer hoofs will damage our native roofs.
And pulling a slave's forcing reindeer into slavery.
Yes, reindeer are people too, you know.
Right, get rid of the reindeer. Make them an offer they can't refuse.
Oh, but how will Santa get around?
Easy. Public transport, of course.
Oh, that's environmentally beautiful, man. A smaller carbon footprint.
And Santa Claus is too stereotypically Caucasian. It's only an accident of birth that Santa is not indigenous.
Hey, wow. That's real nail on the head stuff, Sarah. All right, now let's see what we got here. The Santa Claus at the Greens Christmas party will be a skinny, vegetarian, transsexual Aborigine in a grey suit who arrives by bus. Perfect. Beats me why people don't vote for us.